This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The following is a paid program. The views or claims made are not necessarily those of WILK staff, management, or sponsors.
Well, hello, everybody. Thank you for listening to us this morning. And hello, Julie. How are you doing? How was your week? And how was your day so far?
Oh, lots of questions. Good morning to you, too. I am doing just fine. My week has been a little crazy. And today was very busy, and that's the best kind of day I can have. So, yeah, all is well here. How about you? I'm going to ask you the same questions.
Yeah, I'm doing okay. Had a busy day, a little work-related day because very much work because I'm wrapping up the sponsorships for the Hospice Remembrance Walk, which will take place on the 27th of September at McDade Park. And it's always a beautiful, beautiful morning, whether it's sunny or drizzly or anything. And, you know, the reason is, Julie, is because it's a very thoughtful, slow, reflective morning where people, there's no rushing, there's no running. The kids, there's kids, there's animals, there's wonderful people who want to celebrate the lives of their loved ones that they miss and love. And we're able to all talk about each other's loved ones in many ways, as well as continuing with the love you have for the people who are still with us. But it's a wonderful thing to do is to reflect upon what our the people who we are there to support meant to us. And a lot of times it's people who have been taken care of by Hospice of the Sacred Heart, and they are willing to become sponsors afterwards. There's people who are just wonderful companies in our town that support this because they want to. Banks and auto dealerships and people, like I said, who do it in honor of someone. It's amazing the people who step up and do what they have to do to support this and make it fun. We have wonderful kids stuff, great activities for children. Mansour's Market provides a lunch right after the walk starts at 10. The registration begins at 8:30. And then when you get back from the walk, there's this year they're having hot dogs and hamburgers and chips. Ooh. And the ice cream truck from Fidelity Bank is there. We are having Philly Pretzel Company will be there giving out soft pretzels. And it's going to be a great day. Elon Gardens provides the water. And it's just a great time for us to be there. It's sponsored by the Wright Center. It is the bag sponsor, and the T-shirt sponsor are PNC Bank and Senior Healthcare Solutions. And then we have a whole host of many sponsors, 30-some to be exact, who help us put this on and do what we have to do. And it's really a great day. I'm so happy with the way this walk started out and has come to fruition and what's involved in it and where we are with it. It's just a great day, not just because I'm involved, but because it's a good day. There's no craziness of anything. It's purely reflective. There's basket raffles and 50-50, and I can't think of her first name. Cornell is her last name, and she does, she's the hula hoop, Kaylee Cornell. And she does hula hoops, and Diane Baldy was Kaylee. Yeah, she's great. And so Diane was mentioning at our last meeting, she goes, Laurie, I couldn't believe the adults, the kids, the little ones. I said, oh, yeah, it's a great, great interactive thing for us to do. Damien the Magician is there. We have Barb Callahan, who does balloon animals. Catherine Squoven from Spirited Art is there. We do a big mural every year. We have a real nice size mural, a canvas where you can go over and put a little note or draw a little picture with paint, and the girls are there to help. Catherine and her usually two girls, they do face painting as well, and they do that for us. And then like I said, this year we're going to have Kai Betts doing some caricature work, and Mike Straub does the photography. Stacey Lang is our honorary chairwoman, and we also have her husband, Jake Stevens. He'll be there with his camera. So we have a lot going on, a lot to offer. Again, Mansour's does all of the food for us, and Dan Simrell does the PR as far as the advertising part of it, meaning the graphics and stuff such. Dan Simrell Advertising. So there's a lot, and it's a lot of good stuff and a lot of good people. And I'm finishing up with that campaign. I have a couple more days, and that'll be put to bed, Jewel. So that's been my focus for a while, because it's, I was saying to somebody today, well, actually I was saying to Randy Williams, if anybody thinks it's easy to ask people year after year after year for money to help with whatever cause it is that I'm working for, working with, a part of, to ask people to support the organization and what we are doing, it is not an easy thing to do. I mean, some people would rather, you know, I don't know what they would rather do than to ask for money. And I say, I don't mind it at all. I love asking people for money. I'm not asking to give it to Laurie Cadden. I'm asking, right. Laurie Cadden is asking, will you give this to support this organization? And it's my privilege and my honor to be doing this for almost 30 years of doing it in some fashion, some way, some shape or form. My business for 16 of that. It's a lot, and takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of going back and revisiting and reminding without trying to sound like a nag or a pain in the you know what.
Right.
You know, I always try to make sure I phrase my messages and my emails, and sometimes I don't do too good with that, Julie. this year I had a little bit of a debacle, but.
I know.
Anyway, it wasn't terrible. It was not the way it should have been presented. So my own fault. But anyway, it's just been a joy dealing with people this area and their ability to give and the ability for them to say yes and how they do it is remarkable. And I go on record saying after another year. And then I have another campaign coming up after that for Broadway Theater, because we are honoring the Cooper Boys this year for the Sam and Jane Callie Star Award. So I've got a lot going on for the next couple months, but still, it's amazing to me how many people just say yes, and they donate and they participate, and thank you to this region for all that you do and all the people. And I'm just one person. the other people who are out there raising funds and trying to make all these other nonprofits tick and work and bounce and go. It's not easy. And it's grant writing, and it's, which I don't do, but I participate in, but I'm not a grant writer. But the flat out community asks and all those things, it's that in and of itself is an art form, but you just have to hopefully do it right. The worst thing someone can say to you when you ask them to support something with money, the worst thing they can say is no.
Right.
And that's an honest answer, and it's a complete sentence, and it is what it is. I don't need any reason. Yeah. If you can't do it, it's just like anything else. You just say no. And people do. Very, 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 very seldom does that happen, though. Very seldom. I can count on one hand. I can also count on three fingers. Because I don't have anybody sign anything, or you commit to this, you're signing this. I don't do that. I don't like that. I don't like it at all. If I get somebody's word, whether it's in an email, a text, or in a verbal conversation, that's what it is. And I've had three times in my life in doing this, three times, Julie, where somebody did not do what they said they were going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Three times,
I think,
out of all these years.
Reasons, though, that people say yes and you can take them at their word is because you have developed such strong relationships with people over the years, and it's that
of
community
course.
Bond that you have with them. I mean, that is huge. And the other thing I wanted to throw
it
in there
huge.
Is you already said it. So on top of your personal connection to all these people, you say thank you all the time. And you said it
all
here.
The time.
And I think that this is something that I just want to mention it, because that is huge. You have to thank your donors. You have to thank people, your volunteers.
Yes.
You know, if you want to come back year after year and ask them to give a financial contribution or to give of their time, you definitely need to make them know that you appreciate it deeply, or they're not coming back. And I think that you are so, so good about acknowledging people and saying thank you and showing that they matter, and that what their contribution did at any amount is important and appreciated. That's huge.
Well, you know what, Julie? The bottom line is, as human beings, we all just want to feel appreciated. We want to feel appreciated. And whatever that means for the person to show your appreciation, then that is what you do to make sure people know. I don't ever let anyone forget that they've helped me in my life. We talked about it last week with Nada and Katie. I never will forget what Nada and Deb Kosofsky and Jerry Donahue did for me to start my business. Joanne Framiotti, who was incredible to me. Michael Luzzi, who's been a phenomenal boss through my life. I mean, I never take any of these things for granted, and I never let anyone forget that you've helped me, because I think it's important to remind people. Also, the phone calling and asking for funds is not just a phone call of, can you help me now, and never call again. I remember people birthdays or anniversaries or just calling to see how are you doing. I was thinking about you. I don't call people that I may not be friendly with or sit with all the time and break bread and on a constant basis, but I keep in touch with people. I keep relevant, and I make sure they feel as important to me. I try to do that all the time, whether I run into them or see them or call them or text them or say something on this show or anything else. It's very important to how to nurture relationships, and it's not easy. And it's a lot of work, but it's rewarding and it's wonderful, and I love every minute of being with people. I get energy from other people, energy. And so I could be feeling like, okay, I need a break, and I could take an hour, two, three, half a day. And by the end of that time, I feel right, unless, like, I'm work from home, and so I was home, and Yesterday I was out all day, bebopping here, there, and everywhere. And I was so energized last night. And I was thinking, like, why is... And I was realizing, because that's what I get from people and from ideas and listening and paying attention. I had a couple board meetings, and I had some things I had to do and people I had to talk to. And it just gives me a lot of energy. So I'm grateful for this region. I thank all of you who are listening, who know that I've called you, that I've asked for you to support right now for hospice and coming up Broadway Theater. It's so important for me to tell you how much I am grateful and how much I thank you from the bottom of my heart for not hanging up on me, taking my calls, listening to me ask for what I have to ask for, and just when I see you with the smile, because I've only known one person who literally crossed the street when they saw me once. Oh, God. It was so funny. She would never say she did. She would say that was not intentional, but I say it was. It's just to kid with her. But anyway, it's what it is. So thank you to this region and all the giving you do to me and to anyone else out there doing what they need to do to make nonprofits tick. So thank you for that. And Julie, I think we're going to take a break now because we have my beautiful niece, Mary Catherine Cadden, and otherwise known as MK Cadden, and my cousin, Jessica Cadden Osborne, who's going to come on live. They're going to be calling us, but you won't be live, but we'll be taping and live to tape from Ireland as they're there doing some work for the film that Jessica has coming up and Mary Kate is starring in and executive, I guess, an assistant executive producer. She'll give us her title. They're coming up next to talk to us about that. And maybe we'll hear some Irish music in the background. But in the meantime, stay tuned. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Laurie Cadden Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to The Laurie Cadden Show, and I am Laurie Cadden. I am the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising, PR, and special event business, and with me is my lovely producer, Julie D. Immel of Julie D. Immel Communications. And, Jewel, tell them all the good stuff you can do.
Thanks, Laurie. I specialize in public relations and marketing. To learn more about how I can help you promote your business or nonprofit, just visit my website at juliedimmel.com.
Yay! And with us, I'm very excited today because we have, as I had mentioned earlier, we have a really cool situation happening here. We have two additional Cadden girls. You're going to be inundated with Cadden power today because I have my beautiful niece, Mary Catherine, otherwise known as MK, and my beautiful cousin, Jessica Cadden Osborne, live from Ireland. As we say, they're live. We're live to tape, so you're listening to us. We're taping the day before that you're listening to us. So you're going to hear these two lovelies talk about the beautiful country of Ireland that all of our ancestors are from, not Julie's, but all of the Caddens, and what's going on with Hold Her Hand. We had talked to you earlier, to Jess. We talked a couple weeks back about this beautiful movie, and they're filming some of it now, and we're here to talk about it. And Mary Kate and Jessica are here. So thanks, girls, and welcome.
Hi, Laurie.
Hi.
Hi.
Thanks for having us.
We're thrilled. So, Jess, I don't know if Mary Kate has told you that our family has, since I have no girls, no daughters, my brother and everyone, and he makes everyone believe it, that Mary Kate is exactly like her Aunt Laurie. I don't know if she's told you that or if anyone else has, but I don't know if Mary Kate digs that title, but it's pegged. She's pegged with that line. So just so you know.
She did tell us that just at breakfast a few minutes ago. She said that you two were had a kinship of sorts. So
it's my favorite. You're my favorite person to be compared to, Aunt Laurie.
There you go. See, I've taught her all she knows there. But that's a rub off from her grandfather, James Cadden. Let's just go from there, and we'll say that's where she gets it from, because I get it from him. But let's talk about this wonderful. Incredible movie that's going to happen, and what you're doing and where you're at. Whoever wants to start, go ahead.
Well, we're here in Sligo, Ireland, connecting to a distant cousin of all of us Cadden, Celine Mitchell, somebody who our dear Uncle Jean, as you know, Laurie, has connected us to. I've been connected to Celine for over a decade now, coming to visit her and being inspired. Really, it was an early inspiration for this film. So Celine's house in Sligo is our first stop last night. We arrived a few days ago. We filmed on Celine's property, which is gorgeous in the rural part of County Sligo. We're now in Sligo town proper. This afternoon and this morning, we were in a pub, one of the most famous pubs, not only in Sligo, but in Ireland, Thomas Connolly's pub. We filmed there all morning long, both in front of it and inside. Hired a great Irish actor here whom we auditioned on Zoom months before we came. His name is Barry Dignan, and he plays a bartender for us in the film. So we got all of that coverage this morning, which is wonderful. And we're headed to Hazelwood Forest next to get some exterior shots of a flashback scene of when our lead, Evelyn, is a little girl running through the forest. And that's also cast as a local kid here, which is actually Celine, our cousin, her daughter, Saoirse. So we're really keeping it in the family with the Caddons. And it's really cool, Lori, because we're actually connecting to the local scene, hiring local actors, using family members who are here, and getting local businesses involved. Thomas Connolly's Pub, I've been corresponding with their owner for months and months, and they're so supportive, so on board. They've been helping us market and put some stuff on social media about it. So people here in Sligo are also excited for Hold Her Hand.
I love it. And, of course, you know Uncle Gene is as proud as a peacock with all this stuff, too. It's his, it's constantly telling everybody about it. He's so proud of it. So, and we are blessed to have Uncle Gene with us because
yes,
he's the only surviving brother, sibling of the seven Caddons. Jess's dad, Grandpa, was Mike, and he was one of the older brothers, second oldest boy, and Uncle Gene is the second youngest boy of six boys and one girl, and Aunt Mary being the lovely first and only daughter, and she was the oldest but told everyone she was the youngest, and she got away with it. So it's like I do. It's what I say, Mary Kate. I hate to tell you this, but I tell everyone, well, I'm an only child, but I do have three siblings. That's my line. That's my face. That's it. But anyway, he's so proud of what you're doing, Jess, and I am too. And I can't scream it enough. Your talent is it's never ending. And I'm so proud of you, and so proud of what you're doing. And I'm so proud of my beautiful niece there with you too. And can you tell everybody a little bit about what the beautiful niece is going to be doing in this film?
We sure can. And speaking of Uncle Gene, it's something I have to thank him for, because when MK and I hooked up together, it was all because Uncle Gene said, you know, you have to call your cousin Mary Kate. You two are in the same business. And we did. I am just a touch older than MK, so we weren't that close just because of age. Just a touch, right? But we got close quickly, and a powerful relationship formed as director and assistant director. But we've got to unveil that what became clear over time through reading the script, table reads, reads over Zoom, auditions with prospective male actors, Jake, my dear husband and DP, and I learned very quickly how talented MK is. And without further ado, we are definitely ready to reveal to the world that Mary Kate is playing our lead. MK has actually moved from assistant director role into the lead of this film. Evelyn O'Leary is the name of our female lead, and that's what MK is up to.
And
MK,
I love
how do you
it.
Feel about that?
It was definitely a shock. It was not on my bingo card for the year, but I'm very excited. I feel very honored, and I am ready to take it on in all glory.
I think it's wonderful. And
oh,
And just so you know, when I actually teased this, I don't remember if I said it, so I may have done that, but I also thought that you were, because a lot of times, correct me if I'm wrong, girls, because I'm not in this biz, although, you know, Mary Kate, as I used to say to my father, Dad, I'm going to Hollywood, and he used to say, good, the walk will do you good.
The walk will do you good.
So a lot of encouragement there.
Mm-hmm.
But is it true that you can star and produce, right, at this or not? Is it direct and produce? What or a direct and star? What is that? Help me on that.
You sure can do any number of things that coincide with another role. It just depends on, you know, the movie, the crew size, the film. In this case, as the lead with the amount of bulk that the character Evelyn has, it would have been
too much.
Yeah, well, I mean, nothing's too much for this girl. My producer brain would call that inefficient. We wouldn't give an AD role to the star of the film just because AD role is creative but also very logistical, very on their feet and the logistical part of their brain, not the creative part of the brain. and MK does have her plate full with Evelyn, who's such a complex and deep and emotional and very onion layered character. So she's got, I want her to focus on that more or less.
Mm-hmm. And that's a good move. So tell us how long you're going to be there, what you're doing. You gave a little bit of what you're filming and where, what else goes on there. And then how are we doing like with the rest of production and everything else?
Yeah, we'll wrap our principal photography here in Ireland by tomorrow. So we've got maybe like 2 pages worth of shots that we're getting in 3 or 4 different locations. So in the ultimate scale of the film, it's a very small percentage that we're capturing in this country, but a very important part. And tons of what's called B-roll, where we're getting a lot of the Irish hills, a lot of the farm, a lot of the streets of Sligo town proper, things that we'll use as excerpts in our film that will transition us from scene to scene. So then we'll go back to Scranton, and we'll continue pre-production and solidifying casting, which we've just done. We had amazing open call auditions in downtown Scranton a few weeks ago. We'll serve contracts to our actors, flush out our crew, and then we'll finish principal photography in Scranton from October 6th through October 23rd, right, MK?
Mm-hmm.
And that'll be that. We'll wrap shooting the film on October 23rd, and that's when we'll head into post and edit.
Wow. That's coming up. That'll be here quicker than we know. It always, you know, things go, life happens and it goes by very, very quickly. So how have you guys, Mary-Kate, how have you felt like knowing that you didn't expect this because this wasn't what you thought you were going to do? It was something different. How has it been for you to take on this and to do what you're doing from what you thought you were going to be doing?
I mean, it's one of the greatest feelings I've ever experienced. I'm sure, as you know, Aunt Laurie, I've been a performer my whole life. You know, this is something I've always wanted to do. And it is a hard business to get into. And as my day job, I do work on crew. I usually work in post-production, but when Jess presented this to me at the beginning of the year, the story was so beautiful and Jess was so passionate about it that I knew I had to be involved. I told Jess I would do anything, you know, to be a part of this film.
Mm-hmm.
And it just so happened that I filled the AD role, which was wonderful. And it just came up, landing the role as Evelyn just came about so organically and so surprisingly that it just, it feels magical, if I can use a bit of cliche there. You know, I've always wanted to do this, and to do it with someone I trust, like Jess, and someone who I get along with so well, it's really wonderful. And I, you know, our first shot's taking place in Ireland, one of the most beautiful places I've ever been to. It's a really wonderful feeling all around. So I'm very excited.
It's wonderful how one thing leads to the other, and that's a life lesson that we think we're doing one thing and something happens or some other opportunity comes. Luck happens, shall we say, about the Irish. Luck happens, and you have to be ready when something, if there's that old Abraham Lincoln line, and I wish I knew it exact, but it's sort of like this. It says, always be prepared because you never know when something will happen or it's the opportunity presents itself. So be prepared for it. So that's a wonderful way to have that be, Mary-Kate, because like you said, being prepared from doing this since you're a little girl has opened up that opportunity for you for something else to happen. And that's the beauty of luck, I think, and preparation. And Jess, to your point, to you in general, your as Mary-Kate was saying, your passion of this beautiful story, and please tell everyone just real quickly, can you just tell me fast the beauty of this character and the characters and their journey that you always say so eloquently
of how these people, what they're doing together.
Hold Her Hand is a love story about Evelyn and Jack, two characters that do not expect to meet, Lauren. They do not expect to fall in love. But when it happens, it's so deep, so quickly, that it's cinematic, and that's why we're making a film out of it. But both people have deep and complex pasts that involve traumatic stuff like PTSD and adverse childhood experiences. But what they do is they step up to the plate and they meet their pasts with both vulnerability and bravery. They work through their stuff and they meet halfway to love and to one another so that they find the fruit at the end of their process, right? Because they've chosen to process their past and they help one another do that too. So ultimately it's a love story, but it is a story about healing, and that's always what I try and focus on here. And art is healing, so that's also why we're doing what we're doing.
Absolutely. Well, it's beautiful, and I defy anyone to not listen to you and to tell the story of what it is and to get people to understand and to see that this is something that needs to be done and needs to be shown to the world. And it's just beautiful. I love it. I love both of you. I think this is going to be remarkable. And I'm so thankful that you're both here with us this morning from Ireland, taking the time out of your busy schedule to tell all these wonderful people around town here. And then it can be, you can always go back and listen through the podcast. So we're delighted. Send it anywhere you want. It's available. Have anyone listen. We are delighted to be part of this. And I thank you, thank you, thank you. Go back and get, have some more porridge and some good stuff and soak in all that beautiful Irish countryside. And know we love you. We're rooting for you here in Scranton. And I love you personally. You're just part of, you're my blood, and I love both of you dearly. You're beautiful people inside and out. And I thank you for doing this, and keep on going. Keep doing good work, my friends, my cousins, my niece, everybody. Keep it up, okay? And thank you for giving us your time today.
We love you, Laura. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Okay, everyone else, come on, pay attention. Hold Her Hand. It will be on it'll be spoken by everybody soon, and look for it. It's going to be great. So thank you, thank you, thank you, Jessica Cadden Osborne, Mary Catherine Cadden. Thank you, thank you. And everyone else, we'll be right back. We have the lovely Holly Sirachi coming up next to talk real estate, and we'll be right back. You're listening to The Laurie Cadden Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to the Laurie Cadden Show. I was going to say Laurie and Lynn.
Oh,
the Laurie Cadden Show, and I am I am Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising, PR, and special event business. And with me is the lovely Julie D. Immel, who is the owner of Julie D. Immel Communications. And, Jewel, tell them what you can do.
Thanks so much, Laurie. I specialize in public relations and marketing. To learn more about how I can help you promote your business or nonprofit, visit my website at juliedimmel.com.
There you go. And with us is the lovely, equally as lovely, Miss Holly Sirachi, who is a realtor. Holly, you're also a broker, though, right?
I am, yeah. I'm an associate broker, yep.
So, associate broker, and I keep saying realtor, and there's a big difference and a nice distinction. So an associate broker with ERA, One Source Realty. Holly has been in this business for quite some time. Did you say, I'm trying to remember, 22 years, huh?
22 years, yes. Yep.
There you go. I remember. All right. There we go. And she ERA has about 80-some agents in 5 offices in 10 counties all over this great area. And Holly's going to talk to us a little bit about what's been happening. First, last time we talked to Holly, she had just gotten back from Greece, so she's back and settled in. And we want to talk a little bit about what it's like, because I think that's important, Holly, what you were saying to me earlier, and I remember these days. What it's like to be a real estate agent, which is technically your own business, so to speak, but you have to have your license hung by state law in a broker's office. And so, but it's your hours, it's your time, it's all the good stuff that comes along with it. And so, therefore, you've got to map out your time and make sure, you know, really pay attention to time management, what's going on, what's going to happen while I'm away and my clients are still here. So I think it's important to kind of know from a real estate agent's standpoint, because it's not like you just say, okay, here, it'll be back when I get here. Yeah, it will be, but who knows what'll happen, because in this world, everything changes. So let's talk a little bit about that. And a little bit about where we're at today in what actually happens at this time of the year. As you said, it's pretty standard. So let's talk a little bit about that.
Sure, absolutely. Well, I mean, you're correct. It is a business within a business. I spoke to a very seasoned agent today that's bringing on a young lady. I don't know if they're going to go with a team or what they're going to do, but just having this conversation with her, and you know, we forget that we are our business, and if we are not here, we have to either have someone cover for us, or we have to make arrangements, to do our business when we get back from vacation or before we go on vacation. And as you mentioned, I came back from vacation and, got back at 2:00 in the morning and had an 8:30 appointment the next day. And that was just, I had set everything up in advance and, time difference and all. But, you know, people want their homes on the market at a certain time, especially before school, you know, because
right.
parents want to be able to register their kids and know where they're going to go. I mean, obviously, if they're staying within the same school district, it's not so crazy, but people relocating in or out of a state, this timing is critical. And I did have an agent in the company say, you know, he's from another country and he goes away for a couple weeks. And he said, well, what do I do? And I said, well, you have to work something out with, you know, someone to cover for you or, you know, what have you while you're away. But Lori, as you know, sometimes the customer only wants you. And so
I know.
So you have to, you have to figure that out. And I always said the best time to go away is between Christmas and New Year's. But I found, as we mentioned earlier, that this is actually a pretty good time right now. Families are taking their last vacation before school starts, before sports start. I mean, obviously some sports start a little bit earlier, but really get into the thick of things. So you'll have that, but you'll also have parents for about the first week that school starts and right before, they're just focusing on, you know, what their kids need, getting them situated and settled in school. So I don't want to say like, well, you find a little bit of a lull. It's a little quiet, not really, but it gives you a little breathing room. Because most mm-hmm. people have been placed at this point, if it is somebody from out of state. So, you know, you like to take this time to breathe a little and say, okay, let me make sure everything is in order, all my paperwork and phone calls and follow-ups and what have you. And like I said, you'll find that a lot of people do go on vacation at this time.
They do. I'm finding it's more than I remember it being, because I remember when I had my little guys, I didn't want to go late. We did go in August. We always went in August. But we went right after the, not the first week, but the middle two, so that we had the last week, you know, before they started back to school. I just felt like I wanted to give them a breather before they rushed into it. So I get it. I get that happens. But I'm finding, like you're saying, that people are going later and later, and some people are just getting back on Saturday and their kids are starting school on Monday.
Oh, right.
That's
yeah.
crazy.
And I mean,
that's a fast turnaround.
Yeah. Every school starts different at different times too. Like traditionally
right.
we would
right.
start like the day after Labor Day, and Abington Heights starts the day after Labor Day. But there was, I know Scranton Prep starts the end of August. And there's several others that start
right.
at the end of August. But mm-hmm. like I said, a lot of the sports, and I remember when my son was playing football, there were, and it's interesting because there's certain times, like when you have doubles in football or like you can't miss them. So essentially you're making your kids, you know, your vacation around your kids' schedules.
Right.
Because you're not allowed
right.
to miss the 2-a-days. You know, for the 2 weeks or, you know, the practices right before school starts, you know, the dream games and all these other things. So it's very interesting when you have only a certain amount of time that you could go away because of your kids' sports activities.
I know.
But,
and
yeah.
then, and is that, but because of that, you're saying like a lot of this ties up what people are doing who want to put their home on the market, because they're trying to tie up loose ends with their children and their vacations and their back to school. So that sort of is behind them, and they're started, and now they can focus on what they need to do for getting their house in order. Is that what you're saying? Is that kind of what happens there?
Yeah, it's very interesting that people want their homes on the market, you know, early enough in June so that they hit, you know, when school ends, and then they might wait a little bit and then put their, well, the other thing too is now their child is registered. So they have that pressure off. So say they're going to Abington, they're already registered in school, and now they can take a breather. And, you know, if they're upsizing or downsizing or right-sizing, then they can move seamlessly without having to worry about registering their child. And so right. you'll see that.
Holly, what happens when, because I've never come across this, what happens when that happens? When you have a house on the market, it's going to be sold, it's popular, it's desirable, but the people who are buying don't know which district they're going to be in. What do they have to do then? And how much pressure does that put on you, the agent, to get another house and to find them the one? Or do you end up looking in the same district that they're already in because they don't know what else to do at this point?
Well, ironically enough, I'm dealing with that situation right now. And I have a family that is coming from another state, and we have not been able to find them a home. They have some pretty unique things that they need. And we have that discussion when I first spoke to them. You know, this is not going to be easy because it's they have the parents living with them. It's, you know, they have kids, so there's some certain things that they need. And they missed out on two homes that they put offers in on. They were outbid. But they have to get these kids registered for school, and we do not have a home. And I was, you know, calling people that I know to see if they were interested in selling because they had mentioned it to me. And I mean, five off-market properties that I was able to show them, unfortunately didn't work for them. But like, this is a tough situation, and Abington Heights mandates that you have closed on the home, not your sales contract. We're in a little bit of a pickle right now.
So can they rent? Is the best thing then to rent someplace in the area until you find the house? I mean, is that what ends up happening or what?
That's what I suggested. Going to Our Lady of Peace, because then they're not confined to one area. You could live in North Pocono, or you could live in Branson or Clark Summit or what have you. So I don't know that they've made that decision yet. I think they're not necessarily renting, but they are staying with family. So I don't know if they'll send them to school there or what they're going to do, but yeah, it's been a journey for sure.
Yeah.
It comes back to our prior conversation with this market that we're in our area and multiple bids on properties and, you know, crazy prices and things going on that it's still an unbelievable market. I mean, listen, the property has to be in good condition, has to be priced appropriately, but when both of those things align, people come out in droves and they want the house.
And it's still happening, right? The overbidding and all of that?
Oh, yes. Yes. Yep.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, I mean, that's kind of a cool thing. I think we need, and as I've said before, this area has to be priced. It's a desirable location in many areas, and we need to kind of catch up to where everybody else is. These houses in this region, some of them are just absolutely magnificent. And I'm just sitting in my driveway looking around at some of the rooftops and the homes of where I live in this beautiful section of the Hollywood section of Dunmore. And these houses are gorgeous. And you can't build them like they were, it would be unbelievably expensive. So we are blessed with beautiful properties. So let's just keep selling and moving and getting things going, Holly. And how can someone get in touch with you if they'd like you to help them?
Oh, my cell phone is always best. You can call or text 570-885-0157 or hollysirachi@gmail.com.
Well, there we go. Holly, thank you very, very, very much. Again, get all your tidying up and your affairs with all of that together, and then give Holly a call and see if she can sell your house for you. So it'll work out. Good luck to all of you out there making that decision and changing homes. Good luck. And Holly, keep doing good work.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. We'll talk to you real soon. Everyone else out there, you have a wonderful weekend. We will see you next week. As always, we thank you so much for listening. Be safe, and please be nice. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.